Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking beef cows and their water needs in just a moment.
Around P&K Equipment, it's always tractor season. We're really proud of our John Deere lineup because it's stacked with capability and versatility, and it's changing what it means to own your tractor. And because it's all part of our promise to you, you'll also find some of the lowest industry prices and top-notch service. We call that the P&K Experience. So stop by to meet the team and kick off your tractor purchase today, or visit us online at pkequipment.com. And remember, around here, John Deere starts with P&K.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
As we approach the summer season, it's important to understand the water needs of your beef cattle herd. And it's important to stay ahead of the number of gallons that those mama cows need on a day-by-day basis. Extension specialist Justin Wagoner has just put out some guidelines on cow herd watering. He talks with us about those things that producers need to be thinking about ahead of the hot days ahead.
There's an old rule of thumb out there that says cows essentially need about 1 to 2 gallons of water per 100 pounds of body weight. Now, obviously, it's a very general rule of thumb. Voluntary water consumption on cows is influenced by several things. Two of the big things really being, you know, how big is that cow? What's our mature body weight? And the other one is really lactation or milk production. Obviously, milk has a pretty large water component, so that's going to contribute to that, especially if we have a lactating cow.
Common sense tells us that if it gets hotter, that cow needs more water every day. And research has helped make the connection as to how many gallons we're actually talking about as the temperature goes up.
Really, as we go above 40 degrees Fahrenheit, which we typically are this time of year, water consumption increases such that we need about an additional gallon of water for every 10-degree increase in temperature. So, for example, you know, if we take a 1,300-pound cow, if she's a dry cow and we're at 40 degrees Fahrenheit, her voluntary water consumption is going to be around a little over 9 gallons of water a day. Now, if we take that same cow, we have her at about 25 pounds of milk production, let's say that's peak lactation, and we happen to be up there around 90 degrees, then her water consumption is going to look more like around 20 gallons of water per day. So there's quite a bit of difference, you know, almost a twofold increase from that 9 to almost 20 gallons of water per day on that cow.
Justin points out that these numbers are really just the start, the minimal requirements that a cow will need. As hotter summer temperatures take over, the amount of water needed obviously goes up.
We really don't have much of an ability or really much data. We are getting more as temperatures exceed that 90 degree mark. Now, obviously in the summer, we get a lot hotter than 90 degrees. And what I can tell you is that those numbers are really just the base requirement. We may need much more than that, especially as we get to daytime temps that may exceed 100 degrees, especially if we've got to factor in humidity as well.
And, of course, some other factors that can impact the number of gallons that will be needed by a mama cow. If they're stuck out in full sunshine, that water need probably goes up. Some good shade helps mitigate some of the upper end of that demand. And a nice breeze can help her stay cool and lessen the overall need by at least a little bit during the hot summer season. Justin Wagoner joins us today from Kansas State University, beef cattle system specialist at K-State.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each April, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.